Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you
very much just being here to praise you.
And by the cross,
your blood on the cross, and we have salvation when we believe in you, and we're thankful for that. And Father, for the rest of time, I pray that the Holy Spirit using me to share the message and from the Scripture and only from the Scripture. And I pray the Holy Spirit will be in the heart of the people who can hear your voice and apply the lesson for their life. Everything we do, Father, we do it for your glory. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. How many of you still awake? Oh, you're all awake. Good. So hopefully you keep awake until I complete the sermon. Becomes a tree of life. It's kind of interesting. The tree of life was mentioned from the beginning of the Bible in the book of Genesis. And also the tree of life was mentioned at the end, the last book, chapter 22 of the book of Revelation. And somewhere in the middle, in the book of Proverbs, there's one verse talk about the tree of life. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. Let's review a little bit. What is the most valuable tree in the Garden of Eden? How many of you still remember the first three chapters of the book Genesis? An apple tree? A close, okay. So I count that as a tree of life in the past. So back in the book of Genesis, there's two trees in the Garden of Eden, in the garden. So what is the name of the first tree? The tree of knowledge. So it can know good and evil. What happened to that tree? Okay, it's talking about the serpent, it's made the devil, the Satan, in the shape of the serpent, talk to Eve and telling her to eat that fruit. Okay, the knowledge to know the good and the evil. And she very much agree. So she pick, she bite, she eat that fruit, and she give, hand it over to her husband, the man, Adam. And Adam also eat that fruit. And suddenly they know, like their eyes open and they see they kept naked. And they begin to have the fear and deceive and they run away from God. It's very much so. Okay? And from chapter 4 of the book of Genesis, we're on the way to the book of Revelation, okay, chapter 20th. Talk about all the chaos going on because the action of disobedience from Eve and Adam. Okay, for the whole Bible, if you read it through. So somewhere in the middle, God very much teach the people how to get back to that tree of life. Okay, by believing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, so you can be righteous. Because a human people, sinful person, you can try on your life to be good, but very, very difficult because the stand up God, you have to be righteous, you have to be like God. So nobody can be like God to be righteous. But through an act of believing in Jesus Christ, He's God, coming down and carry your sin so you can be called righteous. But when you're called righteous, you reflect the tree of life. So the tree of the past, the Lord God planted a garden eastward of Eden. There he put a man whom he had formed. And out of the ground, Lord God made a tree grow is pleasant to the sight and good for food. And the tree of life were also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge and good and evil. So tree of the past, there's two trees. Somehow one has been destroyed by man. Okay? And the second tree of life, it still exists. So the Bible talking about in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 22-24. Then the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil. Let now let's put out his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever." Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the Garden Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out of the man. He placed cherubim at the east of the garden of Eden and the flaming sword to turn every way to guard the way of the tree of life. So basically, because now man becomes so sinful, so the Lord our God, afraid, kept worried, okay, the man may sneak back to the garden and eat the tree of life, the fruit of the tree of life. But when you eat that tree, the fruit, you will live forever. So it means the bad person can live forever to do the bad thing. So that's the reason why he very much kicked Adam and Eve out of the garden and guard the tree of life. But again, when you study about the tree of life in the future, okay, eternity, so the tree of life from the book of Genesis, chapter 3, was transplanted to heaven. Because the Bible is talking about in the book of Revelation, and it showed me the pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and the Lamb. In the midst of its street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, with both 12 fruits. Each tree yields its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. So from the beginning of time in the garden is the tree of knowledge and the tree of life. And the tree of knowledge very much destroyed because man disobeying God and eat the fruit. Okay? And the tree of life, the Bible talking about the cherubim, it's been the angel guard to prevent the people from getting the garden to eat the fruit. But when the book of Revelation, when talk about the new earth and new heaven, okay? So very much talking about, the last chapter talking about up in heaven, there's the tree of life. So basically, when eternal life you have, when you believe in Jesus Christ, you live forever. And the tree of life is very much help us to the book talking about healing the nation, to help the people. Okay? But today, I want to talk about the tree of life in the present time. It's mean in our time. Because the Bible talking about the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he who in soul is wise. So it's very much, it's talking about there is the tree of life. The people who believe in Jesus Christ and Lord Savior reconnected to God. Okay, and Jesus Christ, he's a source of life. He's a source of water. Okay, and whoever believes in him connected to God. And when you connected to God, you have the tree of life in you. And this tree of life very much travel all over the world to transfer or to influence the people so they recognize the tree of life in each individual person who believe in Jesus Christ, to influence them so they can have the tree of life. So that's the whole meaning of it. So that's the reason why the second statement, and who wins the soul is wise. The wisdom you search through school is good. That knowledge is very, very good. But again, the Bible talking to be wise, the inheritance or the investment is in to win soul. So the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. Like I said, the person who has been saved by Jesus Christ is righteous or become to be righteous. And when you become as a righteous, you have the tree of life in you. So by recognizing that, and suddenly your position on earth, it kept changing. okay, from the person just like anybody else, and suddenly you become the children of God. You have, because you have tree of life, you have the seal of approval from God. So God from out heaven will look at you and say, there is a seal of approval because you are the tree of life. Okay? And because of that seal of approval, the tree of life, your position is just no longer just a regular person, but you become the prince or the princess of God. Because the children of God, the children of God, God is the king, almighty king, the king on king. So suddenly you're the children of that king. It means you are the prince and princess. So your position changed. So that's the reason why when you walk around on over the world, whatever the world you walk in, it can be at work, it can be whoever you interface, okay? You act and behave, or you have authority as a prince and princess. How many of you watch the wedding or read about the wedding? Prince, what's the name of the prince? And Meghan. Meghan, who is Meghan? See, very much the commoner, right? But she's a commoner, okay? Her job is an actress. But reality, she may be very famous. But under the eyes of monarchy, before she married, she's a commoner. Okay? And suddenly she married to the prince. And she now become what? It's very much a princess. With the title, what? What is her title now? The Duchess. Okay, he the Duke. And now suddenly her position changed. Okay, way back, people may wave, get the signature, autograph, but she's still the commoner. Okay, some of you are teacher, you are nurse, you doctor, okay, on the position, that's the job. But reality, before you pray and accept Christ as your Lord, your Savior, it's very much you are the commoner. And suddenly, you change the title. You become the prince and princess of God. So now, suddenly, if Meghan walks down the street, what exactly do people see her? The princess. Before, it's just the actress, the commoner. Okay, her father, her mom, a commoner, and suddenly she becomes the princess. And suddenly, do you notice, after Mary and after she becomes the Duchess, and suddenly she walks like a princess, right? She talks like a princess, at least for the British people. Okay, you see how she holds the cup, the glass, and suddenly she holds the glass different. Just go back and review before she married, before she know, when she still a commoner, how she hold the cup and how she eat the hamburger, none of that. And suddenly, now she changed. In the banquet, see how she hold the fork and the cup. Suddenly it changed. And the same thing when you recognize you are the prince and the princess of God, the Almighty King. So when you deal with the people in the public, your behavior is different. And that's what I'm talking about. The tree of life is in you. So when suddenly you talk with that authority, people would listen. People would listen because, like, the Holy Spirit in you, so the power in you when you say and you talk. And notice, she's just only princess, only a couple of weeks, and the way she talks, she picks the word, it impacts the people, especially in the public. I don't know in her private life how she talks, but at least in public, how she impacts the people. So a person is, so the individual Christian are to become a tree of life. Each one of you sitting in this room, suddenly you become the tree of life. But if you are the tree of life, you bring life to the people everywhere. You have that power, that authority to change the people. But somehow you're not recognized you have that. Okay? And the Bible talking about the fruit of righteousness is tree of life. And the tree of life, you bring life to the people. So the tree of life in the present, you bring the tree of life to the children. Okay? What is the project the Princess Marco did? She talked a lot about this. Or even Princess Diana, when she's still alive. She always talked about the children. Talk about the children. Because the children are the future. But if we not take care the children in the present time, so they can become the tree of life. So they can, when they grow up, they impact the world they live in. Usually they said to change the society, to change the nation, it takes about 30 years. It means it takes about 30 years to grow the child to become a mature person. And if that child or the children have the tree of life in there, they impact their school, they impact environment around them. Because the Bible also talks about in Matthew chapter 18, verse 1 to 6, or Mark chapter 10, verse 13 to 16, when the people take the children to Jesus Christ, and the disciple, remember the disciple of Christ, say, children, get out of the way. This place is only for adults. But Jesus said, let the children come to me. And if you want to get to heaven, you have to be like a child. So even Jesus Christ loved the children. So to become a tree of life, we need to think about bring the tree of life to the children. And as the church, the nursery ministry or the children ministry is extremely critical to prepare the children to become a tree of life. And if the church fail to do so, if they don't have the tree of life, it means they have what kind of tree? The tree of death. But the tree of death would very much like bad influence to the world or create a chaos in the world. Every day when I read the newspaper, I see the young people, the teenage people, you know, in the bad shape, in the chaos situation. My heart's broken. So I wish that when they were young and somehow they get educated, somehow they get prepared so they have that tree of life. And the children, you would find out, is the children, they influence children. And sometimes the children would influence the parent. If the children every morning say, Dad and Mom, I want to go to church. So we wake up the kid, we wake up the parent. The parent don't keep, sometimes work the whole week and so tired, but they, come on, I want to go to church. I want to be close to the tree of life. And suddenly the energy will, you know, will come back to the parent and say, okay, let me get up, I'll take you to church. Okay? But again, sometimes the children are kept tired and asleep too. But as if the parent, as a tree of life, also wake up the kid early enough to take them to church so they can be prepared to become a tree of life for the future, to impact the world they live in. Because if we neglect the children of today, we would complain about the future. We pay the price of the future. And it's just right now, you know, some of you, you're in school, in the teacher, you find out a lot of, you know, our church, we have roughly about 5 or 6 people, very much like a teacher. And I hear complaining enough how ruthless the kid or the children in school. So I'm keep thinking about something is missing here. Because if the children have the tree of life in there, they would influence their class and they can impact, okay, impact their classmate. But if they only have, they don't have enough mass, and then suddenly they get pulled into the crowd, and the vicious circle happen again. I pray a lot about this because a lot of school in Houston, Texas, in very bad shape. So I pray and try to work with all the churches. We may work with other churches to pick the worst school in Harris County to help. But if we pick the worst school in Harris County to help, the only way they can go is go what? Go up. They are at the bottom already. So the only way for them to move is to move up. That's the easy win. If we pick the best school in the country, the impact is almost nothing. We don't have enough resource and whatever to change. I visit one of the school, and this school is very much like nobody in this school, very much like finished high school. This school is just like, and the children, even in grade 12, they had never seen college. You know? After they finish high school, they work Hamburger John because nobody ever take them to college. Okay? So I pray someday I will rent a bus, take one of these to visit Houston University. Or maybe some of us come to them and how to fill out a Pell Grant or something. I don't know. So their dream, because if they not see the college, it means their dream gets stuck right at grade 10 or 11. There's no future beyond high school, so why should I have to finish high school? So we have to instill the ideas and the thinking for the next generation, especially the children. Bringing the tree of life to adults on level and classes in society, you could find out is adults come in many size and different need. We don't know what to do and how to do yet. But you would find out adults carry many problems with them and different. Some of you, if you classify yourself as adult, trust me, you carry some issue or problem we don't know yet because the need is different. And a lot of adults, you can find out sometimes they may smile outside, but actually they die inside. They die inside, but nobody see it. How many of you read the news or watch TV on news lately? There is a two person, okay, thank you, Gerald, two person very, very famous. One is only about 50-something years old and one about 61 years old. Do you remember the first person? Yes, Mrs. Spade. She's very, very creative. She very, very much. If you see her in public, she's just so happy. She has authority, look like she's very, very wealthy. She creates a purse, you know, the woman purse, very, very well known. On the celebrity, very much talk about her, okay? If you carry her purse, it means you're very, very wealthy, okay, famous. And suddenly, 50-something years old, what happened to her? She's suicide. Outside, look like so happy, smiling. Inside, she dying. And a second person, it just happened last week. Anthony Bourdain. This guy, the Vietnamese community, before the event, you know, they didn't know about this guy. He's very, very famous. He's a chief cook, and he wrote a bunch of paper, very, very well-known around the world. The Vietnamese people suddenly know this guy because when President Obama visited Vietnam and he eat pho with the president, and suddenly the whole country of Vietnam all over the world know this guy. And at 61 years old, what happened to him? But outside, if you see him eating with the president, happy, traveled around the world, look like he have it made, he millionaire, probably close to billionaire. But he died inside. There's a tree of death in him. So sometimes when I see the situation like that, I say, what if these two persons have the tree of life in there? So they need to reconnect it to God, to Jesus Christ, because He's the source of life. He's the source of joy. When you're missing that joy in the soul, you die. Just like Mrs. Pei or Boudin or one of the comedians, you know, a couple years ago, answered the same thing. He make the people laugh, the comedian make the people laugh. You know, some of the old show, Mark and Mindy, he make the people laugh. He very good comedian, a lot of movie make the people laugh. And when I watch his movie, old movie, I'm laugh too. But he also dying inside. Even the people make the people laugh, it's also dying inside of them. They're missing the tree of life. So that's the reason why we need to bring the hope, the joy to the people so they can have the tree of life in us. But thirdly, we also share the good news, bring the tree of life to a lot of people in nearest eternity. I visit one of the West Houston Rehab Center. A lot of people in there, they die. And I know for sure when they pass this life, they go down. So suddenly the calling, we need to look at those people too. Not only we look at the children, but the adult, but also the people close to the end of life. We must share the good news for the people who lost hope. Because the book of Hebrew bring the tree of life to those nearest to eternity. They're talking about very much the same thing. So we need to break through our apathy and snatch soul out of hell. Because a lot of people, especially the old people in a nursing home, in rehab center, they die. Not only they die physically, but their soul also die to eternity. And we need to snatch it back. So I pray to the Lord for the new ministry of the future. We need to think about that too. Proverbs 11:30. The fruit of the righteous is tree of life, and he who wins soul is wise. So that reason why, right in the smack of the middle of the Bible, the book of Proverbs, he's throwing the tree of life in here. Okay? First three chapters are talking about tree of life. But the tree of life in the book of Genesis, people cannot touch it. The end of the book, chapter 22nd, the book of Revelation, the last book, it talks about eternity, heaven. There's a tree of life in there. And somewhere in the middle of the chaos, because Adam and Eve, you know, mess up in the knowledge and people turning bad. And from chapter 4 of the book of Genesis to the chapter 19 of the book of Revelation is on chaos. And that's the chaos time we live it in. And right smack in the middle, it's talking about us. To be righteous is a tree of life, the fruit of righteous. So when you believe in Jesus Christ, your Lord's Savior, you, Paul said, you become righteous. And because you become righteous, you are the tree of life. And if you have the tree of life, it's been the fruit of tree of life would impact the people, to help the people so they can have the tree of life, to change their life. Maybe last week I read too much bad news from the news. But it's also keep me awake, because a lot of need out there. Not only we are the tree of life individual, but also when the tree of life, each individual gather together as the church, we need to impact the community around us and the society which we live it in. And that's what the Bible said. Okay, let us stand up so we can pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much just being here to study your word. And your word reminding us the fruit of righteousness is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. So I pray that each one of us in this room to be a tree of life, We bring in the people, the gospel to the people we had the chance to meet, so we can impact the people around us and impact the community and the society we live in. We love you. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with all the people, the children of God in this room, so we can become the tree of life, impact the people around us from now and forever. Amen.